another day on Capitol Hill. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. This hasn't happened in a century in the U.S. House.
No persons having received a majority of the whole number of votes cast by surname, a speaker has not been elected.
The House Republican leader falling short on the first ballot in the vote for speaker, and a short time later,
I rise to nominate Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House.
Ohio's Jim Jordan nominating Kevin McCarthy again, urging the GOP to unite and focus on key priorities, including passing bills that fix problems on his list, border security, spending and debt, energy policy, and education.
And I think Kevin McCarthy is the right guy to lead us. I really do, or I wouldn't be standing up here giving this speech.
Jordan, who got a handful of Republican votes himself on the first ballot, was then nominated by Florida's Matt Gaetz, one of the conservatives pressing McCarthy to agree to make changes in the House. In the Senate,
today I have the great honor of becoming the longest-serving senator from New York, the first New Yorker ever elected to the Senate. Five times.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer also congratulating Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who's now the longest-serving party leader in Senate history.
The greatest honor of my career is representing the Commonwealth of Kentucky in this chamber and fighting for my fellow Kentuckians.
McConnell will be in his home state tomorrow with President Biden for an event highlighting infrastructure work. This as the White House kicks off the new year by emphasizing bipartisan achievements. NFL player Damar Hamlin remains in critical condition after suffering cardiac arrest during Monday Night Football. The NFL has not made a final decision on the fate of that suspended game between the Bills and the Bengals, but says it will not resume this week and that no changes are being made to the schedule for the 18th week of the regular season. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Clemency denied in Missouri for a transgender inmate now running out of time on death row.
Amber McLaughlin will die via lethal injection at 6 p.m. today at a Missouri prison in Bonterre after Governor Mike Parson said he will not halt the execution of the 49-year-old whose death warrant was issued under the name Scott McLaughlin, who stalked, raped, strangled, and stabbed to death former girlfriend Beverly Ginther in 2003. Governor Parson in a statement saying that Ms. Ginther's family and loved ones deserve peace and that the state of Missouri will carry out McLaughlin's sentence according to the court's order and deliver justice. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A former sheriff's deputy in Louisiana pleads guilty to several sex crimes involving children, sentenced to 100 years in prison today as part of a plea deal. Prosecutors say they wanted to spare young victims having to testify and met with each one to get approval for the plea deal. Dennis Perkins, a former high-ranking deputy in the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office, faced 150 counts when he was arrested in 2019. The 18th President of the United States gets a special day in his home state.
Starting next year, April 27th is Ulysses S. Grant Day in Ohio. That's his birthday. Governor Mike DeWine signed the legislation passed last month creating the recognition. Grant grew up in Georgetown, Ohio, led the Union Army to victory during the Civil War, and was elected president 3 years later in 1868. The United States Congress, marking 200 years since Grant's birth last year as part of a defense spending bill, promoted him posthumously to General of the Armies of the United States, title previously given only to George Washington, posthumously in 1776, and to John Pershing for his service in World War I. Chris Foster, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street. The Dow's down 99 points for now, back over 33K after a bigger sell-off earlier. Oil sliding under $77 a barrel. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.